Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Sanhedrin, a part of the Israeli judicial system, is going to put President Obama on trial. That's the headline. I'll have more on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Sanhedrin, an ancient Jewish court during the times of Jesus Christ, has been reformed in Israel, and they are recognized by the Israeli judicial system. The Sanhedrin has decided to bring President Obama to Israel, and they have charged the president with criminal acts against Israel. The Sanhedrin says that the evidence is the Iranian nuclear agreement. With more on this story, here's David Dolan.
It seems like they're planning to do that, Jimmy. And as you said, it's 70 Jewish scholars and rabbis that sit on the modern Sanhedrin. It doesn't have the same status in Israel as the ancient Sanhedrin did. It really was Israel's Supreme Court. But as you say, over the past few years, it's been gaining notoriety and more credence in Israel. Now, of course, we've had the Iranian nuclear deal, and the Sanhedrin has put out a statement saying that this is a great danger against the Jewish people, that President Obama is committing, quote, criminal offenses against the Jewish people by engaging in this Iran nuclear deal, that it is deliberately promoting genocide for the Jewish people. And so the judges called on the president to immediately announce that he's repealing and suspending the agreement, or else he would be brought to Israel. He would at least be put on trial in absentia in Israel, and it looks like they will hold some sort of a trial there and bring up these charges. But it shows, it just reflects the opinion in Israel that the Israeli people are overwhelmingly against this nuclear deal, overwhelmingly believe it will unleash Iran to indeed possibly commit genocide against Israel. So it doesn't have much support, and therefore the Sanhedrin action is not all that much of a surprise.
David Dolan reporting on the court of the Sanhedrin in Jerusalem, charging President Obama and alerting him that he needs to stand before their court. I report this story because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The fact that the court of the Sanhedrin is operating in Israel is evidence that there could be a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem very, very soon. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Temple Institute is the group that has been preparing to build the next temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. They have trained all the priests to operate that temple, and they're in the process of making their garments. All the furniture has been prepared, the implements, they're in storage, waiting for the temple to be erected on the Temple Mount. And in order to be able to build the temple, they need the Sanhedrin, the Jewish court, to watch over the construction and the operation of the temple. The Sanhedrin is up and operating as a part of the Israeli judicial system, which is evidence that the rebuilding of the next temple in Jerusalem is close at hand. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...